Tonight, we are pleased to have not one, not two, but all four recipients of Oscars starring in our production of The Canterville Ghost. We take special pride in our players and our play. Our stage is set for a prize-winning achievement. And so is the stage in your home when Lux Flakes are starred. Many domestic producers have discovered that casting Lux Flakes in a leading role is good business at the household box office. Our footlights shine bright now as the curtain rises on The Canterville Ghost.
Authorities on the subject of phantoms declare that the most fearsome ghost in all the British Isles is that of a somewhat overweight nobleman named Sir Simon de Canterville. Haunting unique Canterville Castle for 300 years, this portly apparition has been unique for its keen sense of showmanship and its spectacular variety of tricks, shapes, and sound effects. The ghost originating in 1634, when Sir Simon was scheduled to fight a duel. He took one look at his fierce and towering opponent and ran away from the field of honor in a startling display of speed and cowardice. He was chased to his father's estate by his frustrated opponent.
Where is he? Where is the cowardly poultry?
So what means this violation of my home?
Lord Canterville?
Aye?
I am Sir Valentine of Bolton Manor. Your son, Sir Simon, having accepted my challenge, fled before my sword.
Fled? You lie, Sir Valentine.
I demand that the fat coward face me.
You are new to these parts, Sir Valentine, or you would know that cowardice in a Canterville is like snow in July. Every Canterville bears on his neck the Canterville birthmark. It is a badge of valor. So call off your hounds and leave these halls.
I would, my lord, but it seems the hounds have found their quarry. That room there, why is the door closed, and why do my hounds leap upon it?
No son of mine cowers behind a door.
No? Then my lord can have no objection to sealing up the door with stone and mortar?
What? I certainly can. I have too great a regard for my house.
For your house, my lord, or for your son?
Giles, Thomas, fetch the stonemasons. Tell them to bring their bricks and mortar. One more stone, Sir Valentine, and the room is sealed. Are you satisfied?
Aye.
And you still think my son is in that room? If he is a coward, why has he not called?
He is a coward. Ah, he finds his tongue at last.
I heard nothing.
Masons, stop!
I heard nothing. Continue, Masons. Seal up the wall.
It's Simon, my son!
My lord!
There is no one in that room. Put in the last stone, I say. Put it in.
Father! Father, 'tis I!
Stop, my lord. 'Twas only meant in jest.
Leave my house.
Aye, but 'tis thy son thou hast entombed.
And you, Masons, get you hence. Simon de Canterville, full well I know it is thou behind this masonry. But because thou hast dishonored thy proud blood, that room shall be thy tomb. When thou art dead, may thy craven spirit walk the halls of Canterville Castle until a kinsman shall wear thy signet ring, and perform for thee three brave deeds thou didst fail to do.
So Sir Simon did die, and so was born the Canterville Ghost. Now, it's 1942. Canterville Castle stands silent and deserted, inhabited only by a slightly tired but still fearsome phantom. The only remaining Canterville is Lady Jessica. She and her aunt find living less disturbing in a modest cottage on the castle grounds. Lady Jessica is 7 years old.
Auntie, Auntie, I just saw him. I just saw the ghost.
The ghost, dear? Where?
On the roof of the castle.
Oh, that was the tinsmith, darling. He's mending the waterspout. We're turning the castle over to some American soldiers.
American soldiers?
Rangers, I believe they're called. Like our commanders.
Good gracious, Auntie, can they live in the castle when it is haunted?
Your family did, darling, until 20 years ago.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes, Potter?
Everything is ready at the castle.
We were wondering about tea, ma'am.
Of course. I'll be there shortly.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you going, Auntie? Auntie, you're not well. Remember what the doctor said?
Well, perhaps I shouldn't.
Auntie, what does it mean?
Those of us who are nobly born must prove ourselves worthy of being kind and thoughtful of others. So, when guests arrive, we must see that they enjoy their stay.
Auntie, these Americans, will they be cowboys and Indians?
Some of them, I dare say.
What does one do to make Indians welcome?
Jessica, you are not going to the castle.
Well, someone should greet our soldiers.
But aren't you afraid of the ghost?
Oh, yes, Auntie.
And you still want to go?
I really should.
Oh, run along then, darling.
Thank you, Auntie. And don't worry. The ghost almost never comes out in the daytime.
Lady Jessica's arrived. She'd like to say good evening to you soldiers.
Well, tell her we'd be honored.
What do you say to a dame who's a lady?
Do we have to kiss her hand? Now watch it. Lady Jessica de Canterville.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Holy smokes, it's a midget.
No, it's a half pint.
How do you do? I want you all to know that I'm glad you're here, and I do so hope you'll enjoy your stay in my castle.
May I say on behalf of my, fellow Americans, that we're very grateful for your hospitality.
Yeah, likewise.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, you'll have to excuse the fellas, I hope. We thought Lady Jessica was a...
You see, I thought that a girl had to be married before she was a lady.
Oh, dear, no. A lady is a lady when she behaves like one, my auntie says. Which one of you are Indians?
Oh, that tall fella. Trigger. He's an Indian.
Oh. To which tribe do you belong?
He's a Hoboken Indian.
I don't believe I've heard about that tribe.
Tea is served, gentlemen.
Of course. Will you pour, m'lady?
I'd like to, Mr.,
Williams. Private Cuffy Williams.
I shall be happy to, Private Williams.
Yeah, this way, gents.
Would anyone like some more tea?
No, thank you. Who did that? Come on now, who did it?
Who did what, Sergeant?
Who made that spot on the rug? Who spilled the tea? Speak up.
Oh, that's not tea, sir.
It ain't?
No, sir. It's blood.
Blood? What do you mean?
Blood?
The Lady Barbara Modish. She stabbed herself in the throat when she saw him.
Him? Who was him?
Sir Simon, our ghost.
What?
Your ghost, did you say?
Yes. He's quite the most famous ghost in England, and he lives here in our castle.
Now wait just a minute.
Well, if you don't want me to tell you about it...
Oh, but we do. Now give the lady a chance, fellas. If she says her castle is haunted, then who are we to quibble?
It may sound irregular to you, but I've seen the ghost myself.
No fooling.
And that's the door to his bedchamber, behind that tapestry. Isn't it, Mrs. Potter?
Aye, he was walled up in there 3 centuries ago.
Holy catfish!
Why, that's awful.
Yes, every night now on the stroke of 12... spirit walks these halls.
Seeing our kinsmen with the mark of the Cantervilles.
Gentlemen, beware.
I shouldn't tell you this before bedtime, but the Dowager Duchess of Stepfield was found one night on the balcony, stark, staring, mad, gibbering like an idiot.
You don't say.
That's awful.
The Lady Margaret Belton, she drowned herself in the fish pond because... Do you know why?
No,
why?
Tell us.
Because there he was again, with long green fingers, twitching with palsy and his eyes burning like coal. The bloodsucker, Belksy Moore.
Bloodsucker.
Cuffy Williams, I know right well that you've been laughing at me.
No, m'lady, no.
But you just wait until midnight.
Nine, 10, 11, 12. Hey, Cuffy, it's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, so what?
Hey, Cuffy, you think there's anything in this ghost business?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Pipe down, you guys. I said pipe down.
That ain't us, Sarge.
Sounds like somebody's dragging ash cans around here.
No, it's... Hey, look! There's a light on the stairs!
Hey, fellas, look! It's taking shape.
It's him. It's Sir Simon.
I am the ghost of Sir Simon de Canterville. Did you ever see a man slice off his own head? Observe. It's off. A head without a body. A body without a head. Now it's on. Now it's off. Now it's on again.
Yeah, it's on again, but you have it on backwards.
Have I? Excuse me. Is that better?
It's still lopsided.
Take care, take care, take care, I tell you.
I can't take this. I'm gonna let him have it. Hey, the bullets are going right through him.
So what? They scared him off, didn't they?
Well, let's face it, Sarge. That was a real ghost.
Yeah, I don't believe it, but I saw it. Hey, what if he comes back?
Well, we gotta scare him again.
Scare a ghost?
Sure, and this time scare him good. Now listen, you guys. I got an idea. We put on our gas masks, take the sheets and wrap them around us, and when he comes back...
Company! Attention!
Good morning, sir!
Well, from now on, we are officially attached to the British Commandos. We're going to celebrate with a 10-hour hike. Sergeant, what's the matter with the men?
I'm afraid they didn't sleep so good last night, sir.
Oh, and why not? Well, maybe it was, a strange place. Oh, Jordan, is that what kept you up? A strange place?
Oh, no, sir. What kept me up was seeing the ghost, wasn't it, Edwards? Oh,
yes, sir, that's right. You saw a ghost?
Oh, you should have seen him, sir. He cut off his own head. We shot at him. Then we put on sheets and gas masks and we scared him away for good, I hope.
All right. Sergeant, what really kept him up last night? Well,
it was the ghost, sir.
A ghost? Heh. Form the platoon. I guarantee the men will sleep tonight.
Yes, sir. Fall in.
Williams, where'd you get that limp?
It's nothing, sir. I was running up the stairs.
Chased by the ghost?
Oh, no, sir. I was chasing him.
Well, you can chase yourself right back into that castle and spend the next 10 hours sweeping the floors.
Yes, sir. Well, hello there, little lady.
Oh, it's you.
Who'd you think it was?
I was just taking these onions into the pantry.
Really? Well, then why did you get that great little circle root?
I just thought the mess sergeant might like some onions. I'm a brownie, and brownies raise onions.
Oh, come on now. You were afraid I was a ghost.
So what if I was?
Well, he's nothing to be afraid of.
Did he come last night?
Sure, and we chased him right up to the chimney.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, you think I'm kidding, huh? Well, we ask the old foxy grandpa himself.
Who?
The ghost.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Let me see, This is the door to the room that's sealed up, isn't it? Pretty solid. Hey, grandpa, open up! Well, what do you know? It wasn't locked.
Oh, please, Auntie's expecting me home.
Come over here. Come on.
That's right. Now look, you just pretend you're not afraid and you won't be. That's all there is to it.
Are you sure?
I'll prove it to you. Come on. Hey, ghost, where are you hiding?
That must be where he's walled up.
Those bricks look loose. Maybe I could find a... Well, what do you know? Look.
What?
Over there on top of the mantel. Sir Simon, he's a-sittin' on the mantel.
Must you invade my tomb? Will there be no place I can call sanctuary?
What are you doing up there?
Trying to keep out the drafts. I have a slight head cold.
Well, get down here. There's someone I want you to meet.
I have already met your colonial ruffians. They pursued me through the halls like ghosts. Humans.
Now nobody's gonna hurt you, Grandpa. I want you to meet Lady Jessica. Lady Sir Simon the Ghost.
Milady.
How do you do?
Not at all well, thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Atta girl. She's been scared stiff of you, and I just wanted to show her that you wouldn't hurt a flea.
Sir, my record speaks for itself. An unbroken reign of terror for 3 centuries.
Record or no record, as long as her ladyship's around, you've got to behave yourself.
It is absurd asking me to behave myself. Quite absurd. I must rattle my chains and groan through keyholes. I must gibber from the old window on the 1st and 3rd Wednesdays of every month. It is my solemn duty to haunt these halls.
Nah, that's just a lot of ectoplasm.
But Cuffy, he's a family ghost.
Americans, child. What could a people without ancestors know about ghosts?
Now, wait a minute. You never heard of the Headless Horseman? Or Red Grange, the Galloping Ghost? Or Mrs. Pruneface?
Provincial stuff. Spirits without a crest or title.
Titles? Well, what about Count Basie, Duke Ellington, the Sultan of Swat?
Nobility in a democracy? Balderdash.
But Sir Simon, we've had democracy here in England ever since the Magna Carta.
Madam, I have never chosen to recognize it.
But you should, Sir Simon. That's what we're fighting this war about.
That's the stuff, m'lady. You see, you're not afraid a bit.
Oh.
Well now, that you two Cantervilles are acquainted, you must have a lot of family matters to gab about. So, well, I'm going to get on with my cleaning. You should be all right, right, m'lady?
Yes, thank you.
I'll see you later.
Unless you'd rather be alone.
Oh, no. Pray sit down. I've forgotten my manners.
Well, if I may say so, you could have been a little more polite to Cuffy just now.
After what he and his band of hooligans did to me, I may have very little else, but I still have my pride.
But you frightened them.
I must frighten people. I have a reputation to uphold, the most fearsome phantom in all England.
Cuffy told me they chased you up a chimney last night.
That's because they wore those ghastly masks and shrouds. Lady Jessica, I can pretend no longer. Since last night, 'tis I who am frightened. 'Tis I who tremble at the slightest noise.
Oh, poor, poor ghost.
Do you know what it means to be a ghost? To live in emptiness between heaven and earth with nothing for company but bitter memories?
But do you have to keep on being a ghost?
I'm condemned to be a ghost until a kinsman performs a brave deed on my behalf. Oh, if I could only rest. If I could only die. Oh, to be buried in the soft earth in the garden beyond the pine woods. To have no yesterday and no tomorrow.
Oh, dear. I wish I could do a brave deed for you.
How'd it go, lady?
Oh, fine.
Sorry to bust up this reunion, but the Louis will be back in a minute.
Goodbye, Sir Simon, and I'm very happy to have met you.
Milady.
Cuffy, I think you should tell your friends not to chase him up the chimney anymore.
Well, that depends on him.
But he's so old and tired. Oh! I stumbled on my shoelace. It's untied.
Stand still, I'll tie it for you.
Cuffy.
Huh?
What's that on your neck, that mark?
Oh, that's just a birthmark. Hey, where are you going?
There's something I have to tell Sir Simon. It's very important. I've got to tell him. Sir Simon!
Are you back? Phew! So soon, m'lady?
Cuffy has the Canterville birthmark on his neck.
What, that American ruffian?
Exactly like my father had. He must be a Canterville. Isn't that wonderful?
Egad. And what if he be a Canterville? Shall I prance around joyously like a saucy antelope?
But Sir Simon, if Cuffy is a Canterville, and if he does a brave deed for you, he can save you, can't he?
Can it be that they have concealed from thee why I am still here? Dost fancy? 'Tis merely because I cannot find a kinsman.
I've overheard Mr. Potter say that all the Cantervilles always turn out to be cowards. But that's not true, is it?
Cowards? Gross flattery. Had they twice the courage, 'twould only give them half the name.
Sir Simon!
Thy grandfather, would he mount a horse? Thy father, so fearful of water that he trembled in its bath? Or thyself, swooning at the mere sight of a shadow?
Easy now. It's your family tree too, Mr. Simon.
Only too well do I know it.
But Cuffy can save you, I know it.
Hmm?
It isn't true that all Cantervilles have to be cowards. I was a coward, wasn't I? I was frightened to death of you, and now look at me. I'm not afraid of you in the least. Don't you see, Sir Simon?
Nay, ill-fated is the Canterville blood and bones.
It isn't in my blood and bones, Sir Simon, and isn't in Cuffy's. Oh, Sir Simon, I'll arrange for you to meet him again tonight in the garden beyond the pine woods. And if it turns out he is a Canterville, my goodness, then you'll be able to sleep at last.
Very well, my child. At 7, I gibber in the portrait gallery, following which I practice horrible hallucinations. If these go well, I'll meet thee in the garden shortly before 8.
You have just heard Act 1 of The Canterville Ghost. Mr. Cayley brings you Act 2 in just a moment. But first, I have some important news for you. Listen a moment and you'll hear how it sounds over the wires. The telegraph is saying just 3 words. Here's what they are. New, quick, lux. Yes, that's our big news for millions of housewives. News about a marvelous new quick lux that suds with almost unbelievable speed. You'll probably thought Lux Flakes just couldn't be improved. I've heard lots of women say just that. It's so safe, so gentle, so easy on your hands or clothes, we couldn't make it milder. But here's what scientists working for years in the laboratories have done. They've found a way to speed up Lux Flakes. They've added an ingredient costing many thousands of dollars a year, which makes new Quick Lux give you suds in a second. So fast? Well, it's almost unbelievable. You'll think so too when you pour out these delicate shearer flakes. Why, you turn on the water and they bubble into suds like veritable magic. In water as cool as your hand, new Quick Lux dissolves 3 times faster than any of 10 other leading soaps tested. Flakes, chips, beads, or bars. Yet you can get this wonderful new Quick Lux at no extra cost. Here's another grand point. New Quick Lux goes further, gives more suds ounce for ounce than any of those other soaps. It's so thrifty to use. And it's so gentle, so safe for everything in water. Why not stop at your grocer's tomorrow and say, "New Quick Lux, please." Your grocer has it. It's in the same familiar box. But it's the wonderful new Quick Lux Flakes. It suds faster, it's thrifty, it's so safe, you'll love it. Now, our producer, Mr. Cayley.
And now we present Act 2 of The Canterville Ghost.
Nighttime envelops Canterville Castle. In the garden beyond the pine woods, Lady Jessica and Cuffy Williams patiently await the ghost of Sir Simon. Suddenly, Jessica sees a faint, phosphorescent glow. Her face brightens in response.
Here we are, Sir Simon. See? I brought him.
Hiya, Sir Simon. Well, what's cooking?
Cooking?
Yeah, I mean, well, what's all the mystery?
Go on, Sir Simon. Ask him.
Well, tell me, prithee, dost thou by any miracle remember aught of thy ancestors?
Ancestors? Well, my old man would never look his up. Said he was afraid one might turn up that ended in the hot seat.
Hot seat? Nowadays, England and America have everything in common, except, of course, the language.
Please think, Cuffy, and try to remember.
Well, I had an Aunt Martha, she was a little wacky on the subject, traced my mother's family tree back to some guy that landed in Massachusetts. It's way, way back. Name was, Marmalade. Oh, no. How about Montmorency? No. Marmaduke?
That's the same Marmaduke who fled to Salem after Cromwell scattered the chivalry of England into the four winds.
Oh, Sir Simon.
You knew him?
The son of my brother Anthony.
Now take it easy. How do you know it's the same Marmaduke?
By the birthmark of the Cantervilles. Observe, beneath the ruffle of my collar.
Holy cats, a birthmark same as mine.
Now show me thine, please. Holy cats, indeed.
What did I tell you?
Well, I'll be. Well, Well, that makes me your,
nephew. Great-great-great-great-nephew.
Aye, thou art a kinsman. A kinsman who can free me from the earthly bonds.
Huh?
By performing a brave deed in his name.
You mean that's all I have to do?
Thou art a Canterville, the bluest blood in all broad England. Wilt thou take my signet ring and carry it into battle on my behalf?
You must help him, Cuffy. He's so old and sleepy.
Okay, it's a deal. The first time they turn me loose on those Nazis.
I shall be everlastingly grateful, nephew.
I, too.
Thumbs up, Buckle. It's in the bag.
Good night, Sir Simon.
Good night. Godspeed. Oh, Father, grant that he be not like the others.
Hey, fellas, get a load of this!
We'll check it out.
A load of what?
A bulletin from the lieutenant. Listen to this. Because of the inefficiency of platoon billeted are hereby canceled.
What? I can tell him the cause. Nobody around here can get any sleep.
Who can sleep with a ghost in the joint?
What gets me, the Louis still thinks we stayed up all night shooting craps. If only he'd seen the ghost.
Harmless, huh? He just ruined our weekend.
Well, he's just doing his job. A ghost has got to groan through keyholes and rattle chains.
Hey, why the sudden sympathy?
Well, I've got sort of a personal interest in him. Gentlemen, I have every reason to believe that I am the long-lost Duke of Canterville, the bluest blood in all of England.
Yeah.
The Duke of Canterville yet, eh? Seems to me I've seen you in the induction center, buddy.
If I were you, I'd be careful what I said and did, see?
Yeah, like what?
Well, like, loafing on my lawn and talking before you're talked to.
So, this is your private lawn, eh, Dookie?
Yeah.
And only you can lie on it?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Your Grace, then, lie on it.
Sit on him, Eddie, and let us remove his royal britches.
It's an old English custom.
Yeah, yeah, deep pants on the Duke. I got him. Here's his pants. Okay, Dookie, you can get up now.
Hey, fellas! Look, company is coming.
It's Lady Jessica and the Dame!
Hey, give me my pants!
Get behind us, Cuffy. Gather around him, gents. There's dames coming.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Lady Jessica.
This is my aunt, Mrs. Pulverdine.
How do you do?
Cuffy, won't you come and meet my aunt?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather meet her from back here. Now, how do you do?
Why are you hiding behind the others?
Oh, it's sort of a military procedure.
Oh, Cuffy, I mean all of you. Auntie said I should invite you to the party in the village this afternoon.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. It's only a Saturday at home dance, but there'll be refreshments.
Dames, too? I mean skirts? I mean girls?
Oh, yes. And you'll all come?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
4 o'clock at the service center, don't forget.
Hey, fellas, look, over there. The mail's in.
Hey,
fellas, wait, my pants!
Auntie, look at Cuffy.
Well, what sort of uniform is that?
Why, Cuffy's wearing a kilt.
Oh.
Hey, fellas, get a load of this!
We'll check it out.
A load of what?
A bulletin from the lieutenant. Listen to this. Because of the inefficiency of platoon billeted are hereby canceled.
What? I can tell him the cause. Nobody around here can get any sleep.
Who can sleep with a ghost in the joint?
What gets me, the Louis still thinks we stayed up all night shooting craps. If only he'd seen the ghost.
Harmless, huh? He just ruined our weekend.
Well, he's just doing his job. A ghost has got to groan through keyholes and rattle chains.
Hey, why the sudden sympathy?
Well, I've got sort of a personal interest in him. Gentlemen, I have every reason to believe that I am the long-lost Duke of Canterville. The bluest blood in all of England.
Yeah.
The Duke of Canterville yet, eh? Seems to me I've seen you in the induction center, buddy.
If I were you, I'd be careful what I said and did, see?
Yeah, like what?
Well, like, loafing on my lawn and talking before you're talked to.
So, this is your private lawn, eh, Dookie?
Yeah.
And only you can lie on it?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Your Grace, then, lie on it.
Sit on him, Eddie, and let us remove his royal britches.
It's an old English custom.
Yeah, yeah, deep pants on the Duke. I got him. Here's his pants. Okay, Dookie, you can get up now.
Hey, fellas, look, company is coming.
It's Lady Jessica and the Dame.
Hey, give me my pants.
Get behind us, Cuffy. Gather around him, gents. There's dames coming.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Lady Jessica.
This is my aunt, Mrs. Pulverdine.
How do you do?
Cuffy, won't you come and meet my aunt?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather meet her from back here. Now, how do you do?
Why are you hiding behind the others?
Oh, it's sort of a military procedure.
Oh, Cuffy, I mean all of you. Andy said I should invite you to the party in the village this afternoon.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. It's only a Saturday at home dance, but there'll be refreshments.
Dames, too? I mean, skirts? I mean, girls?
Oh, yes. And you'll all come?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock at the service center, don't forget.
Hey, fellas, look, over there. The mail's in.
Hey, fellas, wait, my pants!
Auntie, look at Cuffy.
Well, what sort of uniform is that?
Why, Cuffy's wearing a kilt.
Oh.
Fall in!
All right, man, this is it. Start loading the trucks, do it quickly. Walker, go after dynamite. Plunger box, fuses, and wire. Williams, take off that ring. It will shine in the dark.
Okay.
No, and don't stick it in your pocket, if it's worth anything.
Well, it's sort of a family heirloom.
Better leave it in the castle. Make it snappy.
This is it, huh, Sarge?
I hadn't ought to tell you this, but you'll know soon enough. We're crossing the channel. We're making a raid on the coast of France. All right, let's go. Start bringing up those boxes.
Cuffy, you're going away?
Looks like it, Lady Jessica.
Then maybe you'll have a chance to do a brave deed for Uncle Simon.
Listen, lady, I know there's a yellow streak in the family back a mile wide. Sir Simon told me.
But you're not going to let it worry you.
How do you think it makes me feel?
Cuffy, you told me yourself. You don't have to be afraid if you think you're not.
Yeah, I know.
Cuffy, I believe in you. And if you have any children of your own, I know they'll all believe in you.
Children? I haven't any children. I haven't even got a wife.
Maybe someday you'll want to marry somebody.
Well, that's the last thing on my mind. Now lay off, I gotta get going.
Oh, Cuffy!
Up to the walls, our kinsman hies himself to battle. Now, m'lady. Tears never steeled a noble heart to valor. Upon the craven foe our hero's furious might. You're worried. How do you think I feel?
We pause now for station identification. This is WHCL, Clinton's number one radio station.
We continue now with the final act of the Canterville Ghost.
In the black of night, a handful of American Rangers have landed somewhere on the coast of France and are creeping stealthily inland. Back in England, the Canterville Ghost rages in the portrait gallery, bolstering his anemic hopes by hurling defiance at his ancestors.
The skulking, cringing, misbegotten peafowl! Insults painted upon canvas, ye wretched poltroons! Not for long will I have you leering at me with this cynical mockery. Not for long, ye dribble pusses! A kinsman worthy of the name now wears my signet ring in battle.
Meanwhile, in the cottage on the castle grounds, a sleepless lady, Jessica, bolsters her hope in the way that most mortals do.
And please take care of Cuffy, Lord. Don't let him get hurt. And Uncle Simon, he's such a poor, funny old ghost, and he's so tired. Won't you please let Cuffy do a brave deed so he can go to sleep? And please take care of Cuffy.
Ye gallery of lily-livered rabbits, ye shake-weed milksops, well mayest thy cower in thy gilded frame, shamed by colonial. By Cuffy Williams. As for thee, fat Algernon, who posed for 2 years as a dowager to escape fighting a duel, I spit in thine eye. Thee, Sir Percival, who fought through the 30 Years' War without firing a shot. Thee also. From yonder bunch in yonder room has risen a lion-hearted kinsman. Wait, forsooth. What gleams there in the moonlight? Egads. It is the ring. The signet ring. Imbecile! Doesn't he know he has forgotten it? I must speed it to him before it is too late. Before it is too late! Okay, man. We're in enemy territory. Remember, we're here for one purpose only. To blow up the oil refinery.
Right, Sarge.
The refinery has got to go at 2350. Check your watches. It's now 2307. Jordan, Baker, Williams.
Yes, sir!
Get off the road and set up the machine gun in the ditch. If you see any of Jerry's, it's up to you to hold them off until the rest of us get back.
Check.
Jordan, you'll find telephone wires down the road. Cut them. And get back to Cuffy and Baker.
Okay, Sarge. See you later, kids.
The rest of us will go to the road, up the side road. After the explosion, wait until the last man has reached the shore.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Cuffy.
Yeah?
There's a hill right in back of us. Get up there and keep watch.
What about you?
I'll set up the machine gun. You see anything, get back here on the double.
Okay. Who's that? Who's there? Halt or I fire!
Allay your bullets, kinsman. 'Tis only I.
Oh, what the devil are you doing here?
You forgot the ring you left in the castle. Here, nephew.
Oh, get away from me.
Put it in thy pocket. Only have it on thy person when the test comes.
All right, give it here.
Oh, thank you, nephew. Thinkest thou the enemy will come this way?
Horse feathers. Ah, that isn't what's worrying you.
Oh, plague. Take it, man. What with half an eye, one cannot see that thou hast the courage of St. George.
Horse feathers, get out of here, will ya?
Well, I only thought that I could bolster you up in case you were a bit squeamish.
I want to be squeamish.
Hey, Cuffy.
Yeah?
You all right?
Yeah, sure, what time is it?
2350.
Who's that thou converse with?
Look, Sir Simon, I thought I told you.
Zounds! What mighty blast is that?
The refinery, they've blown it up.
Nephew, look, down there on the road.
Motorcycle, Jerry's!
Keep a cool head, keep a cool head!
Cuffy, motorcycles, a patrol! Get down here and hold the ammunition up.
Keep a cool head, keep a cool head.
Get out of here, beat it!
Huh? What's the matter with you?
Look, Trigger, Jerry's, lots of them, what are you waiting for?
Nothing!
Trigger, what's the matter? What's the matter?
Looks like you better take over, Cuffy.
Trigger!
Get him, Cuffy. Get him. The machine gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan will be back soon.
Yeah, yeah. Jordan! Jordan!
Fire, nephew! Fire! Fire, nephew!
Blood! Trigger's blood!
Nephew, they're drawing closer.
Blood!
What's the matter with you?
He's dead, Jordan. Trigger's dead.
Let me get the machine gun. Are you a fool?
At ease, man. Well, man, the colonel's compliments. After last night's raid, he wants me to tell you you're the best so-and-so platoon in the whole outfit. But I'm not satisfied. So we're gonna take a little jaunt into the woods and iron out what the mistakes we made. Right now.
Aww.
Williams.
Yes, sir?
Come here a minute.
Yes, sir.
Williams, I've discussed your case with the colonel. We both considered what happened last night, and we feel you have no alternative but to transfer back to your old outfit.
Yes, sir.
Remember, Williams, there are men who may psychologically be unfit for combat, but who can still perform useful roles in service. We'll pack up your things. I'll arrange for your transfer when we get out back from maneuvers.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck, Williams.
Sergeant, the platoon is formed.
All right, let's face. Left face, right shoulder, arms, forward, march!
Cuffy, I've been expecting you all morning. What happened?
You'd better run along home, lady. I gotta go in and pack.
Are you going away?
Yeah.
Oh, Cuffy.
Yeah, that's right. Look at me. I'm a Canterville, all right, just as cowardly as the rest of them.
No, Cuffy, no, don't say that. You're not a coward. You're brave. I know it. I know it.
All right, lady, have it your own way.
Cuffy.
I'm sorry I turned out like this.
Cuffy.
Ah, wretched me that I should have pinned my faith again upon a Canterville.
Ah, pipe down, Sir Simon, will ya? And get off that chandelier, it makes me nervous.
Nervous? Aye, that I can well believe.
Ah, shut up. Get out, I gotta pack.
Pack, then, and leave me to my fate, thou who hast raised my hopes only to dash them like a robin on a rock of granite.
Cuffy!
Oh, m'lady, you can't come in here. I know it's your castle, but, well, this is barracks.
There's a parachute. I saw it coming down.
Parachute?
Maybe a Nazi came down with it. Oh, Cuffy, what'll we do?
Where did you see it?
It came down this side of the stone bridge.
Well, where's the stone bridge?
Do you know the old side road?
No.
Then I'll take you there. I know a shortcut.
All right, come on, hurry up.
Nephew, wait for me. Wait for me.
There it is, Cuffy, the parachute.
Yeah, caught in a tree. I don't see anybody, but you better stay here. I'm gonna take a look around. Duck down. Duck down.
Cuffy, look over there.
Huh?
Over by the woods. Those men, who are they?
Oh, don't worry about them. They're rangers. Maneuvers. That's where I'd be if I hadn't...
Cuffy, what is it?
In the bushes. A parachute mine, a bomb, a blockbuster. Oh, let's get out of here, lady. If that thing goes off, it'll kill every living thing within a half a mile. We gotta get... Oh, the rangers. They're scattered through the woods. They'll be killed. Get back to the castle. Run, quick.
Aren't you coming?
No, I gotta drag it away. Gotta go now. Run, quick. Hide in the cellar. Run.
Lady Jessica.
Sir Simon.
Where's Cuffy? Has he encountered the enemy?
Oh, no, Uncle Simon. Cuffy's moving a blockbuster. He's doing the greatest deed there ever was.
Egads. Darest I believe again? Where?
This way. Down through there.
Oh, save thy breath, child. Look to his quaking knees, his eyes that tremble, his hand that shrinks from contact with you, lethal instrument.
No, Uncle, no. Cuffy, you can do it. You are doing the brave deed.
I can't touch it. There's a timer on it. The least little jar would set it ticking, and I...
Cuffy, you are doing a brave deed, don't you see? You can do it. You don't have to be afraid because you're a Canterville. Look, Cuffy, I'm not afraid of the bomb. Look, Cuffy, I'm kicking it. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything, because...
Gad, zounds, it's ticking. You've started it ticking.
Okay, lady, thanks for the lesson. I'm all right now. You run for it. Go on, get out of here. This goes off in 50 seconds.
Oh, Cuffy.
Hurry. I'm dragging this thing out of here. Go on, m'lady, run for it.
Nephew, careful.
Hop onto the Jeep, Uncle. Keep your eye on the top tow chain. Let me know if he slips. Well, we're out of the underbrush. Hold on now.
Whoops. Nephew, look out, the rangers.
Hey, rangers, run for your lives! I got a blockbuster on here! Time bomb, run, blockbuster!
Where are we going, nephew?
We're gonna dump it over the ravine if we get that far.
How many more seconds?
I don't know, maybe 20.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There's the ravine, we better jump. Let's the Jeep take it over. There she goes! Whew, we just made it.
30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35.
Hey, what's a hooey with all this ticking? Aw, it's a dud. We never were in any danger. All that work.
Auntie.
Oh, Jessica, dear, thank goodness you're all right. It must have been an air raid.
No, it was Cuffy.
Cuffy?
Near the stone bridge, a bomb from a parachute. Cuffy blew it up. Cuffy saved everyone. And if Cuffy didn't get away, then Cuffy's blown up, too. Cuffy.
Roll out the barrel, ring out the song of good cheer. Everybody roll out a barrel, because the gang's all here.
Cuffy, you're alive. What happened?
Happened? I just dumped that cockeyed thing right into the ravine.
Like St. George slaying the cockeyed dragon.
Oh, Uncle Simon.
What, child?
Cuffy is a Canterville, and if he's done a brave deed for you, then why are you still here?
Well, I don't know. Why aren't they in the garden behind the pine?
Yea, verily. Why not?
Well, if you're going, you better hurry. Here come the rangers.
Father, why am I still in mortal coils?
Look at Uncle Simon. He's glowing.
Hey, guys.
Look at that.
It's the ghost.
Thank you, nephew. Thank you, niece. Farewell.
He's gone.
Did you see that, Lieutenant?
Hey, yeah. That's what we've been trying to tell you. Hey, Lieutenant. Hey, guys. Louis fainted.
Here it is, Uncle Simon's grave.
The garden beyond the pine woods. Looks like a mighty restful place.
Isn't it nice that he can have a little plot to call his own? And a headstone of his own, too.
Oh, that was the ranger's idea. We had it inscribed, see? Sir Simon de Canterville, 1603 to 1942. Gee, that's certainly a long time to go without sleep.
Yes, but you nearly always have to wait for something you want very much, Cuffy.
Huh?
How old are you?
How old? Why?
I shall be 8 in May.
All right, thank you. That was X-Viper Hour presenting The Canterville Ghost. We hope you enjoyed. We gotta get out of the studio. Thanks so much for listening.